Bob Goodlatte first went to Congress in 1993 as the 6th District Congressman in 1993. He was reelected to Congress earlier this month. The Republican Congressman and Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee joins WFIR reporter and news anchor Gene Marano and I on the phone this morning. Congressman Goodlatte, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Joey and Gene. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
We appreciate it. Now, Congressman, I have to ask you first, were you shocked or at least very surprised by the presidential election results, and how did he do it?
Well, I did believe that there were problems with the accuracy of the polls. However, nonetheless, I still thought the edge went to Hillary Clinton, and as it got closer and closer, I thought it was going to be a very close election. The night before, Real Clear Politics showed her with 272 electoral votes and him with 266. Obviously, he got 40 more than that, so they were quite a bit off. It's pretty amazing. It's a new day, and it's a great opportunity to move forward a lot of legislation that's been tied up in the Congress, bipartisan legislation, by the way, that I think if we can get it through the House and the Senate, will be signed into law by this president.
You support the theory that Donald Trump maybe appealed to people who thought they were being ignored, maybe even by both parties in the past.
Well, I think the lesson to be learned from this election is that the American people are tired of business as usual. They want to shake things up in Washington. So with Republicans holding the White House and the majorities in both chambers of Congress, which we already had, I'm hopeful that we'll now be able to move forward on legislation that a lot of people were very supportive of.
I have to ask.
Passed the House. We passed hundreds of bills in the last two Congresses.
Mm-hmm.
That would either go to rest in the Senate or be vetoed by President Obama.
How many of these bills, since you mentioned it, are going to have to get the 60 votes, or is there a way to kind of backtrack where the simple majority will work?
Well, a lot of them are going to have to get 60 votes. There are a number of things that can be done with a simple majority in the Senate, but a lot of the things that we work on in the House Judiciary Committee needs to get 60 votes. However, I also think that two things are going on here. I think if the Senate feels like the minority is simply going to block their ability to move legislation, they are working on and will consider making it easier for themselves to get legislation through on a majority vote. And secondly, I think there is a mood and a new minority leader in the Senate in Chuck Schumer, who has a reputation as being more of a deal maker than the sort of obstructionist that Harry Reid proved to be. So mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's going to be a piece of cake by any means, but I am optimistic that things that haven't moved will start moving.
And I would imagine that Chuck Schumer has some sort of a relationship with Donald Trump since they're both from New York, so that might be
a plus. Without a doubt.
We're talking with Congressman Bob Goodlatte. Before we ask you a few things more to do with the new Trump administration, I have to ask you, Congressman, what are your thoughts on Fidel Castro's passing? What does it mean for U.S.-Cuba relations in the future? And for instance, should Congress consider lifting the trade embargo at some point?
Well, I'm hopeful that it's going to mean that Cuba itself will see a change in direction. We all want to have the ability of Americans to do more business with the Cubans, but when their government has repressed their people for so long and so hard, it is, I think, an important possibility. Obviously, his brother Raul is still running this country. It is a communist dictatorship, and that needs to change. So I'm hoping that pressure will be brought to bear and that those close to him in the Cuban government will see the handwriting on the wall and say that the better course to go is to let people out of prisons who are being held there as political prisoners, let people have real freedom, real democracy, the real ability to elect their leaders. And if those things occur, definitely, we should open up and open up rapidly. But I did not agree with the approach of President Obama, which is let's do those things first, and then maybe we'll get a better government and less oppression of the Cuban people.
Mm-hmm. Back to President-elect Trump's agenda. What do you think, Congressman, can happen early in his administration? Maybe some of the low-hanging fruit you'd be able to pick off at the beginning of his administration.
Well, certainly there are lots of things that he can do administratively, because Barack Obama did them administratively, especially executive orders. He can also have considerable influence through his cabinet selections and sub-cabinet selections. He'll have in total about 4,000 appointments to make. And those people will have an influence on the overregulation that was a hallmark of the Obama administration. And I think that will be an early indicator of how much success he can have there. But a lot of things are going to require legislation. In fact, the House Judiciary Committee, which I have the honor of chairing, will be front and center on both the regulatory reform legislative issues, and there are many of those, and immigration. Especially starting with enforcing our immigration laws and adopting some new laws that will make it easier for this new administration to enforce the law. We also, of course, will tackle Obamacare. We showed in the last Congress how we could get that through the Senate with a simple majority. There we have to follow that, however, with replacement. It's not just repeal Obamacare. You've got to replace it with patient-centered, common-sense reforms that give consumers more choices to hold down costs and give them, you know, more involvement in the healthcare system than they have when it's a top-down bureaucrats in Washington decide what's going to be done and what's not going to be done, which is the hallmark of Obamacare.
Mm. Congressman, what do you...
Tax reform, another one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bipartisan interest in doing that, particularly with regard to the, some say, trillions of dollars, certainly hundreds of billions of dollars that is offshore, earned by U.S. corporations overseas. Would like to bring it back to the U.S., but since we have the highest corporate tax rate in the world of developed countries, we need to address that, and I think we do. That's the fuel for job growth, for investment in this country, and for lowering the deficit and being more fiscally responsible. You can't have major U.S. companies earning funds abroad and not willing to bring them back to this country. I think we'll create an environment where it's much more desirable to do that, and that will be the driving force behind creating a lot of new jobs. That and reforming our regulatory system to make sure that we don't have unnecessary, wasteful, very expensive regulations that also cause companies to have to spend money for that rather than expanding and creating more jobs.
You know, they've just, tax reform has been talked about for a long time, you know, lower corporate tax or whatever. Do you think, Congressman, that there's a real appetite now in Congress on both sides of the aisle to get this done, maybe reading the tea leaves from the election?
I believe that there is. We will find out very soon, but I know that's going to be a major emphasis of President Trump. Certainly, it's a major part of the House Republicans' Better Way agenda, which we all campaigned on across the country. It's the positive agenda that I think the American people are looking for. And, of course, that Better Way legislative proposal, more than 300 proposals, by the way, people can find at better.gop. And it deals with, in addition to tax reform, it also deals with a number of national security issues. It deals with poverty and welfare reform. It deals with the health care reform that we just mentioned. And very importantly, and it'll be a very interesting sign of change here, a lot of things to restore the authority of the legislative branch of our government. And again, that's something that Donald Trump campaigned on. He said he wanted to work more closely with the Congress. He selected Mike Pence, someone who served on the House Judiciary Committee with me for a dozen years and who understands the importance of the body of our government that's closest to the people, the Congress, having its powers restored and not doing things by just simply taking your pen and your cell phone and trying to write your way around the legislative process that the Constitution calls for.
Sixth District Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte joining us this morning. Gene Moreno is in the studio as well. You know, we touched on this just a bit, Congressman and Gene, when we first started, but looks like Hillary Clinton is going to win the popular vote over Donald Trump, but she did not win the electoral vote, of course. Now, Congressman Goodlatte, what's your feeling? Why do we not just use a popular vote like other countries when we pick our president? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that this is one of the things that actually points to the greater stability that we have in our country, and it was a very wise decision on the part of our founding fathers to recognize that we are a republic. We're not a pure democracy. We're a republic of 50 states. Back then it was just 13, obviously. But that fact that each state, large and small, and the citizens of those states can know that they have an impact and that the popular vote, which could be overwhelmed by just a handful of very large states, is not the determinative factor in who leads our country. It's who gets the most electoral votes, meaning you have to have a broad base of support from a lot of states. Donald Trump carried, I think, 30 states to Hillary Clinton's 20. And I think that's important to recognize as a part of how this works.
Hmm. Just a couple more questions before we let you go, Congressman. Got a couple of minutes left. You've long pushed for a balanced budget. Is that something that you will still keep pushing for? And you think if you are, that you might have more of an ally with President Trump?
I think we will, but time will have to tell us on that score. Obviously, his first priority is to get this economy growing, which you have real economic growth and you have rising wages amongst really everyone in the country, including especially the middle class and lower middle income people, you can have more revenue. I also think that this is someone who will not be afraid to tackle the federal bureaucracy and say there are things that are done there that are not needed. And so it should be a step toward balancing the budget. We have a horrendous problem here with now nearly $20 trillion in national debt and still adding $500 billion a year. So how he writes his budget, how the Congress, which has the ultimate say in the budget, responds to that is going to be very, very important. And we should insist on fiscal responsibility no matter who's in the White House.
Well, Congressman Bob Goodlatte, we appreciate you joining us this morning, Joey and I, and you and Mary Ellen have a great holiday. Thanks for joining us.